Good morning, this is Jeremy Deeds of Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helmsley in North Yorkshire. This is my market perspective for Monday the 6th of September 2010. It's an interesting time of year. It's a time of changing seasons. On Friday evening, just after dusk, I walked out into the garden with a dog to be confronted for the first time for a number of weeks with absolute silence. No combine harvesters, no tractors. The grain dryer on the farm next door had stopped. And earlier on in the day, walking round the countryside, I'd realised that the harvest was almost in, and the silence confirmed that view. This week, of course, and late last week, all the children are going back to school, and my own son goes back today. And today, of course, too, is Labour Day in the United States. All these tell us that the seasons are turning. Summer is turning to autumn, and it's tempting to think that what happened last week on the markets is also a turning point in the markets, although that might be tempting fate a little bit too much. As I mentioned in my interim commentary last week, the differential between dividend yields and bond yields became more and more pronounced. And as I said at that time, that is often a turning point in the markets. And last week's performance on the markets seemed to bear that one out. Every major market in the world was up, with rises varying from just 0.5% on the Japan topics to nearly 5% in the Philippines. And although there was some variation, a number of indexes were up over 4%, including the FTSE 100, which is up 4.4%, the CAC in France is up 4.7%, as well as the Philippines. So what brought about this optimism? Well, on the fringes, there was better than expected growth in both Australia and Switzerland, but what really turned the markets were purchasing manager surveys in China and the US, and also US consumer confidence data, which picked up more than expected. And also on Friday, we saw US payroll data, and although public sector payrolls were down again, private sector payrolls pushed upwards much more than expected, and we also had upward revisions for prior months. That private sector payroll data was enough to really push the US markets higher, and on a Friday, the S&P extended its gain by over 1%. And the other side of the coin, of course, is that investors started to flee treasuries, pulling out of treasuries for the third day running and sending the 30-year yield 8 basis points higher to 3.79%. So what does all this mean? Well, it tips the balance in the growth debate back to the side of growth, albeit slow growth, and away from the double-dip recession scenario. Is this the beginning of a long-term trend, or is it just the end of the August dog days in the markets? We won't know, obviously, for some time, but it was good to start September off with a reasonably positive week on the markets. But as I said before, we shouldn't be holding our breaths that this is going to continue. Here at Planning for Life, our investment policy is one of capital preservation on the downside and real growth in excess of inflation on the upside, born out of balanced multi-asset class portfolios protected against the macroeconomic risks which are still prevalent in the global economy. If you'd like to find out more about what we can do for you, please get in touch with us by phone on 01439 770 105, or email us through our website at www.planningforlife.org. Before I go, a quick reminder that nothing in this commentary should be regarded as advice, and you should contact either us or a professional advisor before taking any action relating to your personal finances. Planning for Life cannot be held responsible for the outcome of any action taken based on this commentary if advice has not been sought beforehand. Planning for Life is authorised and regulated by the Financial Services Authority, and our number is 448 184. Thank you, and I look forward to speaking to you again next week.